WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning. And 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And, of course, today is it today or tomorrow? I think tomorrow. Whatever Larry David said was the last day you can say Happy New Year to people. Right? Do you remember that? That was a classic episode. With Aroma Joe. No, Mocha Joe. Aroma Joe is the chain that's here on the South Coast and Southeastern Massachusetts for coffee. So that when I drive by, I always say the same thing every year. Happy New Year, Aroma Joe. But it's, you know, Happy New Year, Mocha Joe. Anyway, but Happy New Year. Anyway, if this is the first time you're tuning in for the week. And 508-996-0500 is the number. And app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. A reminder that we do have a contest running on the website, on the app, to win a pair of tickets to see the Portuguese Kids. They're going to be at the Vault Performing Arts Center in New Bedford on January 23rd. We have a link to buy tickets in the contest post, or you can enter to win a free pair. It's brought to you by the Vault Performing Arts Center and by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. So you can enter right now at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. Let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning. Is it open topic?
Sure.
Oh, nice. So we have a new president. Has he got back in touch with you yet, if you don't mind me asking?
Yep. He's going to be with us on Mondays, same time that Shane Burgo was, so 8 o'clock on Mondays.
And he's going to take phone calls and everything?
He will. So one of the things that he asked is if it's possible for committee chairs have issues that they're working on, if they can be on too, and I said yes. So sometimes we might have them as well.
Oh, so he's going to pull a Morad.
I don't think so. I don't think this is the same thing, because this isn't going to be like every week he's going to bring somebody different with him. I think this is more just, you know, can they come when they have things to discuss so that he's not speaking for them. I think it goes back to what Councillor Burgo said yesterday, in that he's trying to kind of strengthen those committee chair positions and give them a little bit more of a voice.
No, he's trying to weaken the position so he can further manipulate and control the situation. That's what Burgo did. This kid is not in charge. He's up there. He's propped up there. But Burgo, Linda Moore, Rad, they're controlling this kid behind the scenes. You can tell by the things he said on your show, the last show we had, explaining away the reason why he's giving certain people committees, not of the whole, that's the control. So basically, hey, I'm giving you this to make you happy, but it's not a full committee, so I can still rein you in. And they did that to Leo Choquette. What they promised Sean Oliver, I still don't know, but that guy licked Ryan's you know what, from front to back for half an hour. I never seen a grown man kiss someone else's behind so much in my life. I thought Sean was a different type of man. That was disturbing. We should not. This is the when you elect someone, I'm not electing people to be chums, okay? They got a job to do. I don't care how much butt kissing, how much enlightenment you have of this individual. When you know someone that you're putting into a seat as president, that he's lying about his address. He used his position to sell property for his uncle for $4 million. He's got all kinds of contracts through different programs. that didn't go out to bid that, through some illegal channel that he has he has a construction site, Ryan Nick, that's not even illegal. It's on the side. They run it through there. I mean, when they finally uncover all this stuff, all these politicians that propped this kid up and made him out to be something special, they're going to look like fools. And I am shocked at Sean Oliver. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people stuck their necks out when people were bashing about the transgender thing, right? And the same very people that were bashing him, he's kissing their behinds now to get ahead. And well, that says something about someone.
So I was one of those people that bashed Sean Oliver for those posts. And in the time since that I've gotten to know him, I've come to realize that that's not who he is. And I would say...
You made my point.
And so, but wait a minute. So by the same token... You know, Sean Oliver probably knows Ryan Pereira much better than you do. And so he may have a different reason for feeling that, yeah, he is a friend of mine. And their relationship.
And you're probably right. He does know him more. So he knows the details of the criminal acts.
Maybe he knows what the actual story is that you are not aware of yet.
No, yeah, he does. No, and I'm aware. He knows. I have discussions. Listen, I talk to all these people behind the scenes. They're not going to admit it, but they all talk about each other. Okay? They all talk about each other.
Well, I don't believe that for 1 second, Carlos. I'm being facetious. I totally believe that.
Right. No, I can, I'm not going to divulge things because I want people to continue talking to me. And that's the reason why I don't divulge these conversations. I have them. I can show you, but I'm not going to divulge them in public. But the point is, they're all fake. And that's okay. I get it. It's politics.
I say, yeah, that's politics.
But let's do it for the better of the city. Let's not do it to get a stupid position or I'm going to get this vote. Listen, I get it. But work the merits of the of what you're trying to pass. Don't do it by kissing butt.
Let me just ask this. What are you afraid of? And I don't mean this I'm not attacking you here. But what are you afraid of? A Ryan Pereira council presidency. What do you think is going to happen?
What I'm afraid of is he's not just Ryan Pereira. He has big money behind him, okay? He has people that have millions of dollars worth of property behind them. They have a business that's worth millions of dollars. They are pressuring him to get things done, and he has delivered for them. And you think he's going to stop now that he's the president?
But how? First of all, that wouldn't change at all if he was not the president either.
He has people on the inside that work for the city. He has people that work for the court system. These people are well connected. And I'm not going to get too far deep into it, but I got the goods.
But by the same token,
there's a lot going on.
How many of all the things that everybody was so afraid of with Shane Burgo being council president came true?
Yeah, but us giving the pressure and staying on him didn't allow him to do what he wanted.
I think it's more that people are overestimating how much a city council president can do. I think that's more the problem.
Well, someone that has the ability to get things done can get something done. You put somebody up there that's all hot air and noise, yeah, they're just boistering, they're laughing, you know what I mean? But they don't get nothing done. Ian Abreu, another butt kisser, he got a lot done. So I look past the butt kissing, you know what I mean? He got a lot done when he was city council president, you know what I mean? And he didn't use the seat that I know of, and I pay attention, to enrich himself. Okay? So I can work with him. But if you're over here kissing someone's behind just to get a position, it's not for me, especially when you try to act like a big, tough guy in campus, you know, because Sean came across as the man's man, you know, supposed to be the man's man, supposed to be tough, not cave in to pressure, right? But meanwhile, he sat there for 25 minutes licking the guys behind from front to back, and it was disgusting. Thanks.
All right. Have a good day. If you want to react, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. It was Sean Oliver that nominated Ryan Pereira for the council presidency and spoke on that behalf. Just in case you're wondering, you know, what Carlos is referencing there. I do think that there is, and we talked a little bit about this with Councilor Burgo yesterday. I do think that there is an overestimation of what a council president can do And I say that only because there's limitations to the role because you're not as active as a day-to-day counselor. Basically, if you said to me, are you worried about this person and their conflicts of interest? I would say I'm actually less worried about that person and their, and I'm, you know, just using that for anybody. I'm actually less worried about that person and their conflicts of interest if they are the council president than I am if they are just a regular counselor. Because the responsibilities of that position can be limiting in how much they're doing independently. Now, I understand, you know, you can, because you're going to be who decides who goes on certain committees and who chairs certain committees. And so especially if you're going to have smaller committees, as Carlos pointed out, you know, there's more power with smaller committees and picking who's going to be on those. So with that, you know, you can say, well, you know, I'm going to give you this committee that you want and you're going to do this thing for me later. But that happens anyway. Like that kind of, you know, deal making happens anyway. So I think that there's more damage that can be done if you're worried about damage from a counselor on the floor than there is from a counselor on the dais. That's just the way that I think that it plays out because there's so much more involved in that role. And if all the let me lay it out like this, okay? If all the power was indeed in the council presidency, and you look at the way that people felt that Linda Morad controlled that council, why do you think she would ever give up the council presidency if that was the case? Wouldn't she be trying to get it every year? Why would council, if you think Councilor Burgo has an agenda that he's trying to push, why would he give up being the council president? Give up trying to be the council president? You don't think in this council he might not have been able to get the votes he needed to stay in there? He could have. But he didn't even want to try. Because he said, I can be more effective in just my role as a counselor and not as a council president. He talked about how you're limited as a council president to be able to do a lot of those things. And I do think that's the case. That's in talking with past council presidents and the way that they approach the role, I think that, you know, there is much more. Now, does it give you a more of a voice and a platform in terms of, you know, politics? Yes, for sure. I mean, just look at how Councilor Burgo used it to counteract things that the mayor was doing or saying. So if you are looking toward running for mayor, it's a great position to have, especially if you think you may be running against the guy who is the mayor while you are the council president. But I don't know that you could, like, there was zero chance. Well, first of all, there was zero chance of there ever being a tent city put up in New Bedford anyway. But there was zero chance of there being a tent city with Shane Burgo as the council president compared to the possibility of it with him as just a counselor at large. But you may disagree. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
I hear you follow Carlos. Well, I'm glad I did. Hi, Tim.
Hello. You don't have to hate to follow him.
No, because see, what he's saying is true. They do talk about each other.
I think that happens in any workplace, but certainly especially in politics.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I know that. I've been with a politics system in the Bedford for a long time. Well, let me tell you why they can't have the run for president all the time. See, there's two rules. You need 6 votes to get the presidency.
Right.
Okay. Do you realize that they need 8 votes?
Yes, to remain.
To run
yes.
again.
Yep.
So it's a lot harder to get the 8 votes than the 6.
It is harder, but it's not impossible. I mean, Joe Lopes did it.
No, they've done it. Listen, John Saunders became president 3 years in a row. You know, so I understand how the system works.
But I'm just saying, if there was a lot of power to be had there, you think that they would be trying to keep that power?
Of course they would, but they know they can't get anything. You only have to piss off three people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like when people don't realize what happened with that Goodyear site. See, people don't realize that he was in charge of that to get a place to put those two schools on. You understand what I'm saying? He was in charge of that. They put him in charge of that. And he chose, as the leader, to find the land to pick the Goodyear site, which is owned by his uncle, John Barrera. Okay? And I understand everybody's trying to, but if you look at the rules, I read the rules to you guys. You cannot profit by the thing. His uncle profited. He got the site. And then when I complained, I'm telling you guys, I complained to the attorney for the city. That at conflict of interest. He was, and all of a sudden they take him off and put Berger in charge. Don't you think that that's only one time they go? I still want to know, and he voted on it, and it's all on record, and nobody's worried about, you know how much money that his uncle made on that sale of the Goodyear site for the thing?
Wasn't he recused from voting on that?
Excuse me?
Wasn't he recused from voting on that?
Hell no, he was in charge of it. He's the one that...
No, but once that site became one of the options, then he was out of it.
Oh, boy. No. Follow the rules. Just look at the thing. Why do I got to do everybody's homework for them?
Well, the reason why you have to do the work for me is because I don't care.
Oh, you don't care?
No, I'm not. I'm not obsessed over this like other people are. I'm not obsessed over this desire to take down Ryan Pereira.
What's he take down? He's a politician. Listen,
and you know who else doesn't care? The people of Ward 6. Because nobody ran against him, and they voted him back in again.
Listen, I understand what you're saying. I've said that a lot. The people out here in New Bedford do not care. It's who you know. Okay, that's been the problem all along. I mean, if that's the case, Tim, about people... And it is, they don't care, because they keep voting Brian Gomes in there.
Well, I was going to say, I think there's apathy across the board, you know, in any part of the city.
That guy's a sexual predator, and he's been proven. He got fired from a St. Luke's Hospital. And they employ a lot of employees like the city. And like I said, he what happened through February of last year? It's been a year. That's what it's going to be, a year where Brian Gomes on the radio, he took a shot at Barry Richards and everybody that he wants to clear his name. Has he come to you to come on your program and say that what he did wasn't wrong?
I think it was Chris's program, but yes.
Well, whatever, the radio station. I'm just saying you guys, and I don't mean individuals. It's you, the radio station. That's all I'm saying. Now, there's a guy that lied to the people. He never tried to clear his name. He got one of the best lawyers in this state.
And I get a feeling that lawyer said, don't go on the radio and do that. So that's just my sense. Or else he would have.
So in other words, they don't care. Brian Gomes always talks, like I said, went to court and lied about me, and he said he never went. I went down court and got the subpoena that he got, and he did lie under oath in the city against me. So he ain't an angel out there. He's not out there at midnight, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, looking to see how the city's run. He's got a more thing. He's chasing you know what.
All right, I gotta hold you there. I got another call. I want to get in before the break.
Okay, wait a minute. He is, he's a sexual predator, and people still vote for him.
All right, I'm going to hold you there.
But let's get back to Ryan Pereira.
I'm going to hold you there because I got other calls I want to get to.
Thank you very much for letting me know, but the city council is in trouble.
All right. Thank you.
Real trouble.
All right, let me get one more call in here, and then I got to go to the break in the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
It's always interesting. It's a great entertaining show you got. I'm wondering, and I'm going to steer away from the conversation for a second. Are you aware of any plans to have a Free Maduro march or rally in downtown New Bedford?
No.
No. All right. You know that it's been happening across the country, you know, a few hundred people here and there. I guess there was one in Providence.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. The only thing I saw locally was I saw that there was a couple of people with a sign in one of the tri-town towns. But other than that, I haven't heard about anything here locally.
No kidding. Okay. I know that New Bedford had the free Palestine thing going down Union Street. So I was just curious.
Yeah, that's a completely different situation.
Town, you know? Huh?
That's a completely different situation, though.
Yeah, well, it's the same people.
But I think that's a belief that you could get more people that feel the same way. I think it's going to be harder to find people that are going to, you know, want to defend Maduro.
I don't know. It's not actually about defending Maduro. It's the same people.
Well, it's also the mistake that people of your belief set think that if somebody has a feeling about something, that it has to be, you know, if you are against the way that this happened, that means that you are for Maduro. And that's not the case. I mean, two things can be right at the same time. You can be against the way that this went down and still think that Maduro is a bad guy.
Well, I'm looking at the umbrella. I'm not looking at the people under the umbrella. The umbrella is Democratic Socialists of America, is the Socialism Party for Socialism and Liberation, so on and so forth. Those are the people that are behind all this stuff. So they don't care about these little nitpicky topics. They have a grander issue that they are for. So I was just curious about that. And another thing before you go to break is, what show was on at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night? It's way back in the day.
8 o'clock
on the 8 game, or was it Miami Vice?
Oh, a TV show. Tuesday nights would have been the 8 team. Miami Vice was on Fridays.
Ah, okay. I had that in my brain this morning. I'm trying to look back in time. And you're like, yeah, Tuesday night there was a show. I think it was on 56 back then. But yeah, you know what I miss? I'm talking about the old MTV. What I miss is full seasons of TV programs, like 40 weeks.
Yeah, the TV shows used to be 22 episodes was a season back in the day.
It used to drive me nuts, man. And now you could binge watch an entire season, 8 episodes in one night.
And
then you've got to wait until the next year, until the
well,
next
and sometimes 2 or 3 years.
Up. Right? Yeah, it drives me nuts. I mean, I miss that. And that's, you know, good for you for keeping up with cable, I guess. Because I miss that mystery of just, you know, being able to randomly click on a TV station and, you know, but now everything is, you have to search for things. And, you know, no, it's different.
But, all right. Got to hold you there.
Hey, you have a good day, Tim.
You as well. And we got Mary on hold. Mary, hang on. I got to take a break in the news, but I will take you first right away as soon as we come back from all that. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted local family.
Venezuela's Maduro pleads not guilty. An evacuation near the Arizona state capitol and a new deadline for a possible government shutdown.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is pleading not guilty to federal drug and weapons charges. Maduro was arraigned yesterday and charged in the U.S. with narco-terrorism, conspiracy, cocaine importation, and weapons offenses. The House minority leader is criticizing the capture of Venezuelan President Maduro. At a Monday news conference, Representative Hakeem Jeffries called out the administration for taking military action without getting congressional authorization.
The American people are now supposed to believe that this whole situation that has unfolded in Venezuela has anything to do with a counter-narcotics operation. Get lost.
He said the administration is out of control and that it must answer a lot of questions about Saturday's military operation. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is pointing to his state's child care fraud scandal as the reason behind his decision not to seek re-election. Walz told reporters that every minute he spends defending his political interest would be a minute away from defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on their generosity. He also added that he would have to defend the cynics who prey on differences. The Democrat insisted he's combating the fraud and added he would have won the election if he stayed in the race. Walz rose to the national stage after being picked to be Kamala Harris's running mate in the 2024 presidential election. He was running for his third term as governor. Neither Republicans nor Democrats appear to have an appetite for another government shutdown. The next government funding deadline is set for January 31st. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer told ABC News Republicans and Democrats are working together on spending bills that don't include a health care component. Meanwhile, the House is expected to vote this week on a bill allowing a 3-year extension of the Affordable Care Act subsidies. House Republicans already passed a health care bill that did not include an ACA extension. Both measures are expected to be worked on in the Senate. President Trump will be joining Republicans at a private GOP retreat in Washington, D.C. Reports say the day-long event at the Trump-Kennedy Center will reportedly focus on their strategy to keep the majority in the midterm elections. Politico reports Trump will address the group at the start of the session and tout party wins and rally lawmakers as the midterm campaigns get underway. Federal health officials say the U.S. is seeing a major spike in the number of flu cases.
The latest data from the CDC shows over 3,100 Americans died from the virus in 2025 and called it the most severe flu season since 2018. The new federal data says the flu was responsible for 279 pediatric deaths. As of December the 20th, it says there's been an estimated 7.5 million flu cases in the U.S. and 81,000 hospitalizations. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Arizona Senator Mark Kelly is reacting to the news of being censured by the Department of War. In a statement, Kelly called the move outrageous and wrong. The Democrat added in his part that he will fight with everything he's got, adding that he won't be intimidated by the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth. Evacuations took place at the Arizona State Capitol in Phoenix on Monday after a package, officials said, contained two vials of a homemade explosive substance. Multiple buildings were evacuated, including the state court's building, which houses the Arizona Supreme Court and Court of Appeals. Officials are currently looking into the situation. A former child star claims he was fired from Universal Studios after reporting a suspected pedophile at the park.
In a post on social media, Stephen Anthony Lawrence alleged he was fired as retaliation in response to the allegation. The former actor said that he couldn't be associated with an organization or people that don't care about performer or guest safety. Lawrence also said he'll never allow his kids to go to Universal Studios Hollywood. The former child actor played Bernard Bean's Aaron Gurin in the Disney Channel series Even Stevens in the early 2000s. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Lake Superior State University's 50th annual Banished Words list is out, and it includes 6-7, which was just named Dictionary.com's Word of the Year for 2025 in October. Making up the rest of the list are demure, cooked, massive, incentive, full stop, perfect, gift or gifted, my bad, and reach out.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Celtics beat the Bulls 115-101 last night. Seas will host the Denver Nuggets tomorrow, and the Bruins skate in Seattle tonight at 10.
Now, your WPRI 12 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today. It will be drier, though watch for a few icy spots early this morning, inland away from the shoreline. Temperatures in the afternoon in the upper 30s. Rain showers develop tonight, mainly late at night and towards the overnight hours. Temperatures in the middle 30s. A leftover rain shower Wednesday morning. Some partial clearing in the afternoon. Highs near 40. Looks nice for Thursday. Sunshine milder and a high of 45. For WBSM, I'm 12 News. Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Whiteberg.
Good morning. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, that's nothing. I'm always very calm, aren't I? I'll be fast. I missed the Gen X, and I didn't hear it the other day, too. But did you mention anything about Robert Duvall turning 95?
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, 95th birthday.
Oh, my God. I love that. Man. Oh, great movies. Long life to him. And Clint Eastwood, too. I know he doesn't look so good anymore, but none of us are going to look beautiful at 95 or 100 years old. Now, about that boy that was missing. And I like the whole story. And today, I'm happy you did say one thing. He was on his way to his grandma's house. Listen, I want to hear the entire story after the child has been found. Not, well, the child has been found safe. I want to know where they were and what they were doing. Shame on them. The kid deserves a beating if he just didn't call his mother so she wouldn't worry. Say, Ma, I'm on my way to grandma's house. So nothing's going to happen. Now, this kid's not going to be berated at all for what he did?
I don't know.
Yeah, because you're not his father, right? So... the weather's getting warmer. I heard you mention that too, and you know how happy I am about that. Come on now. And I also want to, trying to just get a quick call in. When you were mentioning about the birthday, you complaining, oh, birthday month, and we're going to celebrate a month. No, you can also take that another way, because my birthday's in June, and I could come out and say, hey, this is my birthday month. It just means that my birthday's in that month. It doesn't mean I'm going to party every 30 days.
Right, yeah, no, that, I don't mean that. I mean, I was kind of alluding to the trend of people that celebrate their birthday for an entire month. So there is this group of I think it's a lot of millennials more than anything.
I know a lot of them. Yeah,
yeah.
I
know. Who they want you to celebrate their birthday for an entire month. And yeah, no,
I agree with that. But you got to remember, just another way of looking at it. Like I said, one more thing is my granddaughter recently was in Florida. They went to Disney, her and her fiance, and my daughter, her mother, and everything was good and fine over there at Disney. They were having a great time. And then my daughter went on a plane to come home because she has to go to work. My granddaughter went on another plane and went over to Miami with her fiance to go visit his family that she hasn't met too many of them yet. And she came back like 2 days ago very sick. Now, I got worried because I don't think she's the type to wear a mask. And the viruses that are going around, there's one, and I don't even know the name of it. I don't know if I can pronounce it or what, but it gives you diarrhea plus violent vomiting. And when you're vomiting, you're actually screaming because of the pain it causes. Now, I'm afraid of that, so I'm not getting near her for a while. But we have a lot of people that are sick in my building, so I'm not going anywhere without their mask. Somebody said, I heard somebody mention the word mask on one of your calls. I was in the room, but I heard the word mask. So
yeah, we were talking about how Brown University Health is requiring you to wear a mask at their facilities, and South Coast Health is asking that people do.
I always have. I don't go there without it. And when I'm there on an appointment, well, when I used to go there, a few people there did have, and I noticed that the ones I saw wearing a mask like I was are the older people like me. And the younger ones, they don't care because, you know, you're young, you feel strong, nothing's going to happen to me. So, but every now and then, the younger ones do get sick, and I hope they would think about that. And I know the mask doesn't cover everything, but if I'm in an elevator with someone who just happens to have a cold, that might protect me from a cold at least or something. It has to offer some kind of protection. Otherwise, why is there a mask to begin with?
Right. If they didn't help protect people at all, why would people wear them in hospitals and doctor's offices?
Right. And when they're in the labs creating more viruses, right? You see them with the whole thing, plastic head covering and everything. Yeah, yeah. They're trying to kill us, you know. Thank you for taking my call. Have a good day. And your birthday month is here right now.
My birthday's over. It's every over and done.
Have one big party and have a party every single day. We can all come over to BSM station and we'll all take turns. One day somebody will bring a bunch of donuts. The next day, I'll bring all the coffee, all the soda, whatever it is. Let us know when you're ready.
Then I won't make it to 49.
Stop it. You will. You're a strong guy. Look what you've been through already. And look what's coming. Come on. You'll be all set after that. Just take a walk every day. Thank you. Have a good day. And now I got to go because I'm late already because of you.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. We're going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
This year, over 50,000 law enforcement officers have been assaulted while on duty.
It could have been it for me.
I'm Mike Solon. Law enforcement officers need your support. If you see an officer under attack, then follow these simple steps in order to help. 1. Call 911 and give the officer's exact location. 2. Ask the officer if you can assist. If the officer accepts, then do whatever you can do to safely help. 3. If the officer declines, then start filming. It's time to stop filming and start helping.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
Welcome back in. Yeah, that's Amy Grant, Every Heartbeat from the Heart in Motion album, which if I remember correctly, that was her first pop album. I don't know if she made more pop albums. She must have. But she was what known as a Christian singer and then had a couple of more popish hits that made it on the radio and then made a whole pop album. And I was all in on Amy Grant in those days, listening to Casey Kasem in the Top 40 or Rick D's weekly Top 40, to, you know, depending on which station I was listening to. When I moved to Wareham, that's when that album was kind of just getting popular. You know, it came out when I was still living in Forestdale, Sandwich, and then it was all over the radio when I came here. And out there, I used to listen to Cape 104, and then when I came here, you know, I'd put it on Fun 107 so I could know all the latest music hits, but that's it. I just listened to the top, you know, the weekly Top 40 show so I could be up on all the songs. And then the rest of the time, I'd be listening to, like, you know, the rock stations and everything. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. In the final few moments we have here, you've seen big solar companies come and go, but Isaacson Solar has been here since 2017. They're local. They shop at the same stores you do, and they know exactly what it's like dealing with unpredictable energy bills. You know, they're trying to make ends meet too, so they get it. With incentives set to disappear in 2028, now is the time to make the switch. Isaacson doesn't believe in pressure sales. They take the time to explain everything, how solar works for your home, where the savings come from, and what the industry jargon really means. Hundreds of South Coast homeowners trust them to install and service their solar systems. Fact is, you're driving around and you see solar panels on a home, on a garage, on a property. You look at those and you say, wow, those look really good. Chances are those are from Isaacson Solar. So for honest guidance from people who live right here, it's Isaacson Solar. Visit them at isaacsonsolar.com. I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. All right. In these final few moments, whatever you have on your mind, 508-996-0500. You heard us talking about Ryan Pereira, the Ward 6 counselor, is the new city council president. Voted unanimously last night. And he will be joining us on Mondays at 8 o'clock. He's going to keep that same time, more or less the same format as I was mentioning before. He said that he may have the committee chairs be involved from time to time if there's big issues that they're working on. And again, it's part of what you heard Councilor Burgo talking about with Councilor Pereira as the council president. He wants to put a focus more on strengthening the power of those committees. So that means, you know, giving them more of a voice. And as I've always said, you know, councilors, whether they're committee chair or not, they can always call in and talk about the issues that are going on in the city. If you don't have my number already, which I believe everybody should, except for I gotta reach out to James Roy and give it to him. But everybody else should have my number. Just text me and tell me you want to come on and we'll arrange it. Because this is your opportunity to talk directly to the people. To answer questions directly. To respond to criticisms directly. To lay out your thought process and your plans and your vision directly. So take advantage of that. And again, usually I don't book a lot of guests so that we can always talk about whatever the news of the day is. But, you know, unless I have somebody booked, I'll always tell you, well, call in. Call right in. Here's the VIP line number if you don't have it already. Because that's what we are. We are a conduit here for you, the audience. That's what we like to focus on here, is being, you know, obviously entertaining and informing you, but also being your connection to these elected officials, to these civic leaders, not just in the city, but at the state level and even beyond. One of the things that I've been working on and trying to get to have happen, I don't know if it will, but I've at least been making progress, is I'm trying to get Governor Healey to come on. And to come on not just once, but on a regular basis. Because even if you don't agree with the things she does, I think it's important for you to hear her mindset on those things. Especially as we are getting closer to, you know, the gubernatorial election. And you get to, as I said, you get to hear the Republican candidates all the time here on WBSM. So I'd like to, you know, let her have her say as well. Plus, you know, I think any elected official that you, the people in this listening audience, vote for should have a voice on this program, on this station. So, all right, let me get one last break in here. We'll come back and wrap things up before we turn things over to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now. Reminder, we'll have, after that, we'll have Bill O'Reilly, we'll have Barry Richard, and then Brian has ended his weeknight show. So Howie Carr is on live from 2 to 6, and then the 6 o'clock, I'm sorry, he's on live from 3 to 6 with us, but the 7 o'clock hour, the 6 o'clock hour rather, is the 2 o'clock hour, because we don't run that live. I think you follow what I'm saying. I'm probably just confusing you more. And welcome to the WBSM family, to Scott Jennings and Alex Marlowe, weeknights, 10 p.m. to midnight for Scott Jennings, midnight to 1 a.m. for Alex Marlowe. All right, we will be back in just a few moments. All right, that is going to do it for me for today. So stick around for Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now. I'll be back with you tomorrow.